Post-secondary education. Admissions. In my next two lectures, I'm going to talk to you about post-secondary education in the United States. Today, I'll give you some facts and figures about colleges and universities in the States and some general information about admissions policies. I'll conclude with a few remarks about junior colleges in the States. In my next lecture, I'll talk some about college and university life in general. Let's begin with some facts and figures. There are approximately 3,000 American senior colleges and universities that are accredited. An accredited school is one that meets certain standards set by institutional and professional associations. Most of these schools are located in the States, of course, but there are a few that are located outside the States, such as the American University in Cairo, located in Cairo, Egypt. This figure includes both private and public institutions. Some of the small private schools may have fewer than 100 students, while some of the large state university systems may have 50,000 or more students. Most of these schools are co-educational, although some of them are primarily for women and others are primarily for men. Some schools may offer only one program of study, and others have a great variety of programs. The total cost for attending one of these schools may be less than $5,000 a year to more than $20,000 a year for one of the prestigious private schools. These schools are located all over, in industrial areas, agricultural areas, large cities, and small towns in a wide variety of climates. With such a wide variety of sizes, kinds, and locations of schools, it probably won't surprise you to find out that admissions requirements at these colleges and universities vary greatly also. Some are relatively easy to be admitted to, while others are highly competitive. However, most schools will ask undergraduate applicants to submit their high school transcripts with a record of their grades and test results from one of the standardized tests regularly offered to high school students. The most common of these standardized exams is the Scholastic Aptitude Test, commonly known as the SAT. Students who are applying to graduate school are usually asked to take other, more specific standardized exams depending on which college they are applying to. For example, some students are required to take the Graduate Record Exam, or the GRE. Students applying to a business college will probably have to take the GMAT, and students applying to law school will have to take the LSAT. You probably know about the TOEFL exam, which most foreign students have to take before being admitted to American colleges or universities. These exams, including the TOEFL, are all prepared by a company that is independent of the school system. These exams have come under a lot of criticism lately, but they are still very widely used as one way to determine who will be admitted to various schools. However, most schools try to look at the whole student and consider factors other than simply grades and test scores. Some of these factors may be extracurricular activities in school, ethnic background, work experience, and so on. Some schools will have personal interviews with students they are considering for admission. Many schools, private as well as public, try very hard to have a student population with a wide variety of backgrounds and ages. Even the most prestigious and most highly competitive colleges and universities will not take only those students with the highest grades and standardized test scores, but will consider these other factors. Nevertheless, schools of this type, such as Stanford and Harvard, have so many more people applying than they can possibly accept that students who want to get into such schools take grades and SAT exams very seriously. In general, medical and law colleges, both private and public, are very difficult to get into, and once again, test scores on standardized exams can be extremely important to those applying to these schools. However, for students who want to attend a state college or university in their own state, it may be enough to graduate from high school in the upper third or even upper half of their high school class. This may surprise those of you who come from an educational system that is highly competitive, a system in which only a small percentage of students who pass a very difficult nationwide standardized high school examination can enter a university. In the States, about 50% of all high school graduates attend college at some time in their life, if only at the junior college level. What happens is that many students who start school later drop out. For example, at one large state university located in the Southwest, about 20% of entering freshmen will not register for the following year. Some of these students will later return to school, and other students in school will drop out. Approximately one-third of the students who enter school at the same time will graduate in 4 years. However, about 60% of students entering this university will eventually receive degrees from a four-year college or university. One interesting feature of education in the United States is the two-year junior college. Junior colleges that are publicly supported offer somewhat different educational opportunities than those offered by a senior college or a university. First, admissions requirements at public junior colleges are usually much more lenient than those at a college or university. It's usually enough to have graduated from an American high school to be admitted. Second, it is also cheaper to attend a junior college. The tuition and fees are usually quite a bit lower. Students often live at home, since this type of school does not have dormitories. For these two reasons, many people who are unable to go to a four-year college or university can have an opportunity to take classes for college credit. Finally, junior colleges offer two-year programs that can lead to an Associate of Arts degree. Many of these programs, but not all of them, are vocational in nature. People attend junior colleges for many different purposes. Some people may be taking only a course or two in some field that particularly interests them and may not be planning on getting a degree. Other people may be going to junior college full-time and planning to transfer to a four-year college or university upon successful completion of 2 years at a junior college. In brief, you can see that educational opportunities and admission standards vary greatly in the States. While it may be quite difficult to gain admission to some colleges and universities because of the very large number of applicants, probably any student graduating from high school with reasonable grades can find some accredited university or college to attend. Those students hoping to enter graduate school will often face very stiff competition, whether at private or public schools. Many students who start at a college or university will not finish in 4 years. Some will drop out to work or travel and may never finish. Others will return to school a few months or a few years later. Some will go to school full-time and others part-time. Some will not work while going to school, but most will work at some time or another during their school years.